Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The DH, Gerald Perry. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos Quintana. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting 7th. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dana Kiecker. And now, play ball. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Stillwell moves to second. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seitzer scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed hits a line drive towards second. Pecota catches it and tags Boggs out, for the double play. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry hits a line drive towards short. Rivera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiecker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to third. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Romine hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Romine reaches second base with a double. Burks scores. Peña moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kiecker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Quintana is 0-for-1 in the game. Quintana hits a line drive beyond short. Stillwell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tom Brunansky, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jackson. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Quintana goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Perry reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. It's Royals, 2, Red Sox, 2. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perry moves to third. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reed scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Perry scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Rivera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Romine. Brett reaches second base with a double. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quintana strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to third. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Eisenreich tags and scores. 1 out. It's 4-3, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Perry steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Perry steals third. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Perry scores. McFarlane moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McFarlane moves to third. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McFarlane scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a pop-up into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Roman hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Perry. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Perry steals second. Pat Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Perry scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Pat Taylor. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McFarland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson goes all the way around to score. McFarland moves to second. It's 8-3, Royals. Jerry Reed now pitching. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McFarland scores. It's 9-3, Royals. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pecota moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pecota scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 10-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Brett reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Stillwell goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Steve Farr now pitching. Steve Jeltz now playing second base. Bill Pecotin now playing third base. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 3 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Randy Cutcher now playing right field. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Davis now pitching. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quintana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutcher hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Quintana moves to third. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Marzano now catching. Jeff Gray now pitching. Tim Nehring now playing second base. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pecota strikes out. One out. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeltz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Romine. Jeltz reaches second base with a double. McFarlane scores. It's 13-3, Royals. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Palacios now playing first base. John Marzano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marzano hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Romine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 13-4, Royals. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.